So did you tell Castle to throw a pick so you could go and set the record, or what?
I know. That was a that was unfortunate because Matt works awfully hard, and I think they disguised the pressure, and Jason Taylor being the, you know, the defensive player of the year last year that he is, came over and made a great play. So Coach Belichick looked back over at me and he goes, yep, you're going back in. Which at that time I had taken all my stuff off, so I got suited back up, and those guys made some plays there when we went back in, and I was glad that we were able to go down and score.
Can you talk about your touchdown passes to Randy Moss? Do you feel, even when he's double covered and sometimes triple covered, you have a tendency to just throw it up there and he's going to come down with it? You're pretty confident about that now, huh?
Yeah, certainly, and he's something else. He's something else. To make those plays, I mean, it's all those touchdowns. Those are just catching runs, guys breaking tackles. It's incredible. It's incredible to watch those guys make those type of plays. Randy's two touchdown catches were awesome. Two guys on him. He's jumping up, and one time it looked like he caught with one hand. So,
could you see it?
No, I didn't see either of them. I knew he was running down the middle, and I know we talked this week about giving him a chance. So, you give him a chance, he usually comes down with it.
Tom, is that the most impressive half of football that you've played in your career?
I think those guys were making great plays when the ball was in the air and they had the opportunity to make the catch and runs. I think Dante on that first touchdown broke about three tackles, high-stepping into the end zone. Wes made some great catches. That one before the 30 seconds left in the half was a great catch and run by Wes. Randy's two touchdown catches. I think that's the biggest thing that is difficult, I think, on the defense, is we're able to catch the ball and then make yards after catch because they're very elusive as runners. And that was a good half of football, obviously. And we struggled so many times down here with this team and with this defense. And I thought the plan was good today, and I thought we executed it well in the first half. I wish we'd have played a little bit better in the second half. But I mean, anytime you come down here and get a win, it's a great feeling.
You have 27 touchdown passes and two picks. Do those numbers sound absolutely ridiculous to you?
Well, those guys are making the plays. I'm just throwing it, they're catching it, and they're making a run out to catch. I mean, I can't take credit for Randy's touchdown catches. I mean, those things are, that's all Randy Moss. And Dante, that first one, that was a 3-yard pass that he turned into a touchdown. And Wes, those was a 7-yard pass that he turned into a touchdown. So the way the offensive line performed today was great against a defensive front that we always struggle against. The backs picked up great protection. The receivers ran great routes. Makes my job awful easy, I'll tell you that.
Tom, the last time you guys were down here, you lost 21-0, and they kind of danced on your grave a little bit in the sense that they had that whole thing about audio tape, and they said they had your number.
Yep.
And I'm sure that rubbed you the wrong way. What was it like to be able to come in here and kind of really stick to them?
We have a lot of respect for this team and for this defense and the players they have, and they always play hard, and they're always very well coached. So I think we're just fortunate enough to get a win and to come down here and play well, play better, and obviously than we have a bunch of times down here in the past. And I certainly had some of my worst games of my career against these guys, and I think the way we played today was very different than the way we played them in the past. And a lot of the credit goes to the way those receivers are catching the ball, the way those backs are running, so we can really stay balanced. Kevin did a great job today running. Lawrence ran very hard. Heath made some plays today. Kyle made some plays. I mean, I think you just, as a quarterback, try to find the open guy.
You realize you started out.
You give a lot of credit to the receivers for making the catches, which is true, but in terms of your accuracy and your completion percentage, you know, the basketball, you hear guys talk about getting in the zone. Do you kind of feel like you're in the zone right now?
Well, like I said, it makes my job easy when those guys are making those plays. It's easy as a quarterback if you got people open, and every time you throw it, they catch it. So it's not like they're making any mistakes. And I think they're probably more in the zone than I am, and they feel great about what we're doing. And we just got to continue to try to make some improvements. We got a long way to go. This is the seventh game of the year. And I said this, our goals are bigger than winning 7 games this year. So we just got to continue to make improvements because certainly things weren't perfect out there. And I just hope we can keep getting better.
We talked about the first half. You talked about the first half and how solid it was for you guys, and that's how you like to play the game. It was so good that the fans started yelling, "Let's go Red Sox," because they thought you had the game in the bag already. I mean, what do you think about that?
We certainly didn't have it in the bag. I mean, I never feel comfortable until there's no time left on that clock. I've seen pretty crazy things happen. But there was a lot of Patriot fans here today, which was fun to hear. And we were able to go on a regular snap count. Usually we use a silent snap count on the road. But pretty much the entire second half we went on a regular snap count, which was an advantage for us. And we had great support, so all those retirees down here in Florida, in New England, it was nice.
Tom, on those two touchdown passes to Moss, what's the hardest part of that throw, those high arc of throws?
I just tried, like I said, I think I overthrew him a few times last week. So I said, I'm not overthrowing you. I mean, I just feel terrible when he's 7 yards behind the defense and you overthrow him. And I just put it up there. He jumps up and makes a catch. He's such a mismatch out there. I mean, everyone, he's got size advantage and speed advantage on most every defensive back that he plays. So you got to give him a chance, and he'll come down and make the play.
But even on 3rd and 18 from the 50, I mean, do you really think you're going to complete that one?
Yeah, I let it go, and I said, you got a chance. I mean, I threw it up there. I said, he's got as good a chance as anybody. So he just jumps up there, and it was pretty fun.
Is there an acceptable margin of error in the passes you throw to him that you know you can throw it a little higher, a little farther over to one way or whatever, that he can go and get it where another guy couldn't?
Well, always as a quarterback, you try to throw it where only your guy can get it. I think on those two touchdown passes, that really wasn't the case. He just made plays on a few other throws I made to him. I tried to the DBs were playing high on him. I tried to throw it a little bit behind him so he can reach back and catch it. But with him, there seems like there's always a place to throw. And he's always able to maneuver his body, and he's got great body control to be able to make those catches.
Tom, you're more than halfway to Peyton Manning's record. Do you take any satisfaction in the fact that it's a team thing, like you said, that it's because of what your receivers are doing?
Yeah, those guys are making great plays. And like I said, it makes it easy as a quarterback when you get guys open and you throw it to them, and they're making guys miss. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, I think, this way this offense has performed. We've struggled so many times down here, and 42 points and a half is – we never thought that was going to happen. And I think Willie's kickoff return was great. I mean, that was – after they had scored, it was a huge kind of morale boost for the team. And those receivers just keep making plays, and offensive line keeps protecting. Like I said, it makes my job pretty simple.
In 2 weeks, you'll see the Colts and Peyton Manning. How much would it mean to you if both teams enter that game undefeated?
In 1 week, we play the Washington Redskins, and they're a damn good defense. So I could care less about 2 weeks down the road, really. I mean, I'm concerned with Washington Redskins, and they're an excellent football team with a great coach and great leaders, and we got to play our best game. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it.